Hospitals in Cape Verde are running out of room for their patients this week, says the Red Cross's West and Central Africa Health Coordinator, Anders Nuclear, as the country deals with the biggest dengue fever epidemic it has ever seen.
The national hospital here is overcrowded, yes, by patients. And they have raised a tent outside to make the triage of the patients. So some patients can be sent home and some patients have to be observed to look for a hemorrhagic fever.
Cape Verde first reported cases of dengue fever in September, and the epidemic has spread to more than 13,700 cases, say Red Cross officials. Dengue fever, which is spread by mosquitoes, displays symptoms similar to malaria. The patient may experience headache, fever, fatigue, and severe muscle pain. Nuclear adds the danger is when patients acquire the potentially fatal dengue hemorrhagic fever.
The dangers of dengue fever is if you get hemorrhagic symptoms. And then you can it can lead to that you get into a hemorrhagic shock syndrome, where you get the hypotension and all these things. It's really a disease that you have to observe all the time when you are sick.
Nuclear says area hospitals are clinically managing the outbreak well, but the importance lies in future prevention tactics.
They have gone out for campaigns already and to cleaning up compounds with stagnated water and garbage and things like that. But this is things that everybody, the mentality has to be inside everybody here that they have to take care of their garbage and things like that.
Six people have reportedly died from the outbreak. Senegal also confirmed the existence of 19 cases of dengue fever this week. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.